Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
He's one of the best artists to come from the state of Arkansas. He's got 5 number one hits, 2 Grammy Awards, and 4 nominations. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, they provide dependable repairs and massive inventory on heavy-duty parts ready to roll. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today. Now, here's the Natural State's very own Joe Nichols.
Joey!
Good morning, Joe.
Hey. Morning. How are you, fellas?
We're doing great. I tell you, we've been following baseball and softball. You know, Roger pointed this out the other day. Since February, it's a long, grinding season of a lot of games.
And just like that,
is over with. Razorback golf, over with. They didn't get a chance to win a national championship. The only thing left out there from the Razorback standpoint is track and field. But I thought it was an entertaining year, disappointing from a baseball standpoint. Didn't get back to Omaha, but it was historic for the ladies to get to OKC.
Yeah. Absolutely. Proud of the Hogs, That's that time of year where you just kind of can't stand it. Can't stand waiting for football and, man, just waiting for any kind of good basketball news.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little too obsessed with what we're going to do at the 5 this year. So I think I'm a little too far down. Anyway, it's that time of year where all the cool sports, to me, all the ones that I follow are gone for a little bit.
Yep. Well, we are down here in Little Rock. We're big fans of the Trojans of UALR, the Little Rock Trojans, and Chris Curry, who was an assistant under Dave Van Horn for at least 1 or 2 years up there. And love the fact that there's some Cinderella stories out there like the Little Rock Trojans and Troy and St. John and forget who, Cal Poly. So it's fun to somebody's made the point too, Joe. It seemed like this year it felt more like March Madness than March Madness. You've got a lot of chalk the last couple of years in March Madness, but This regional baseball playoff was really fun and exciting to watch.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm always a fan of most everybody that comes out of the state of Arkansas on a national level. I love the UALR story, and I root for, like I said, anything that comes out of my home state to be successful.
Yeah, it's what Roger.
Like Justin Moore.
Listen, if we don't have Justin today, or he'd already said something already. By the way, Justin is performing Saturday night at Magic Springs. Tyler Kinch opening up for him. So we always don't get to see Justin do his thing, so we're going to try to go by and say hello to him and watch him do his thing Saturday night.
That's the only way we get to see him.
And so here's the only thing, Roger. I spent some time 2 nights ago looking at Joe Nichols' schedule, because I wanted us to go to a Joe Nichols concert.
Oh, I'd love that.
And
the
problem is you're not anywhere close. The closest concert is Nashville, which I think is this weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Coming up pretty quick or whatever it was.
Yeah.
We couldn't get there. And then, man, you're in Oregon. I mean, you're all over the country. I guess it's just the way it goes. I mean, you're taking some long trips.
Yeah. I have at times accused my booking agent as being a kind of a dartboard agency where they just kind of cover their eyes and throw a dart at the mat and say, that's where we're going to go. It's just kind of the way it goes. We try to make everything convenient, and try to get all the West Coast stuff or out West stuff, try to hit Montana, Oregon, Washington, California, come back through Arizona and all that stuff. You know, kind of try to make sense of it, but that doesn't always work.
Roger and I got a little taste when we hit the road for 3 or 4 days going to Terry Bradshaw's ranch and doing our show there, and then we went to Nashville and sort of got the feel of what you and Justin sort of go through. That road life is not easy, and then people want a piece of you. You got to do photos and all that stuff, and so it's not easy to do. I did see that you had a monster crowd. Are you with Hank Williams Jr.? Did I see that right? Did I see that this past week or something?
Yeah, we were with Hank last week in dadgummit. I've already forgot. In Charlotte, North Carolina, and this week we'll be in Tampa with Hank Jr. It's a fun tour, man.
Oh my God! Of course, Justin has toured with him too when he was a little bit younger. But yeah, I gotta imagine the crowd for a Hank Williams Jr. concert is the kind of crowd you want to have fun and play to. I imagine they're right there. I mean, you connect with them in a good way.
Oh, jeez!
Absolutely fun crowd. It's the kind of crowd that doesn't tolerate a lot of frou-frou stuff.
Oh, you bet. You bet.
You're damn right. You ain't got time for that.
You got to show up and play some good old country music, or you might get booed off stage. So we got to mind ourselves.
That's a great point. Let me ask you, obviously you're not going to wear your skinny jeans at one of that concert. But as far as music, I mean, knowing that with what you just said and being self-aware, knowing that you're at that concert and you've got Hank Williams Jr. crowd there, will you play a song or two to relate to that crowd, whatever it may be? To go back more. But that's your style anyway. You're more country and western to me than you are, you know, new country or anything like that. Will you think about that?
Oh, yeah. It fits me perfectly. I had to make a shorter set list. Usually I play, two to 3 hours, depending on the night and the curfew. I try to play as many of our songs as possible. And with the Hank tour, I'm limited to an hour, so I got to shave a lot of stuff off. And that is absolutely my first thought, is cut out anything that, you know, is any kind of close to frou-frou or anything that Hank wouldn't approve of. Cut that out of there.
Right.
And do Broken Hearts Bill, you know, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off. And and actually, I got this new song we put out in beginning of May called High Notes, that is actually a shout out to Hank Jr. It's about
very cool.
Going out after a breakup and going out and partying and putting on some Dinosaur and Whiskey Bent Hellbound.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a cool country song, man. A little shout out.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, we need to play that.
We were talking with Justin yesterday, the day before, and made me think about what I just asked you about playing to the crowd. He does a couple of songs. And one of them is Joe Cocker, but the other one is the theme to the Dukes of Hazzard. That fits that crowd as well. Do you do anything like that?
Heck yeah. Yeah, we used to do that in the show too. That just a good old boy. Yeah, we used to do that. I love anything Waylon, man. I cover Waylon every now and then with Don't Think Hank Done It This Way. I love Dreaming My Dreams with You and Waymore's Blues. I love Waymore's. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
We'll cover a little bit of that every now and then.
Well, it fits you. I mean, again, with everything that we follow with you, I mean, you're Merle Haggard. I mean, that's one of your idols.
We're gonna
God
follow,
bless you, man.
I'm gonna follow your calendar because you guys still maybe add some more shows, and if you know you got one close, let us know, man. We'll hit the road. We'd love to be a part of that. And I think it'd be great.
And we won't bug you.
I do want to thank Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. They're your new sponsor. And if you've got heavy-duty truck needs, you know, if any kind of service, if your truck's costing you money, costing you revenue, call Power Trucks Parts and Service. Chad and Stephanie have a great organization over there. You can visit them online at powerstruckparts.com. They'll keep your trucks rolling. So really glad to have a new sponsor. I did see, too, for you, I did see that you were talking. It's funny. I get to know you by watching some of the stuff on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were talking, I think it was about Post Malone. Now, we talked about Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Arkansas, you know, taking advantage. They're trying to use that stadium to generate money for the program. And that tour is this summer. And we were talking about that Post Malone seemed like a good guy, Roger. I think you actually said that yesterday.
He seems to want to have fun.
Yeah, and the Cowboys, I know the Dallas Cowboys love him. But that's what you were saying, that you said he was super nice, that you had sung a song at one of his concerts or something. What's the story on that?
Man, it's a weird story. First of all, yes, he is extremely genuinely kind, and that is rare in this business. You can really tell there's a lot of fake people that kind of put up a front and they act nice, but you can just see it in their eyes. They're really just kind of not nice people. I don't really have a lot of artist friends outside of Justin and Blake Shelton,
right,
maybe a couple others. But Post is a friend. I think there's just, I don't connect with people that can do that well, that can kind of do that facade well. And that might be just me.
Yeah.
But Post is not that guy, man. He's a genuine, nice guy. And he invited me to his album release party because he's a big fan. And he loves, like, Broken Heartsville. And he wanted me to come play with him at Stagecoach or Coachella, one of those. He wanted me to fly out to L.A. and do Broken Heartsville in his set. Yeah, in his set out there. I was like, man, that's an honor. Couldn't make it work. It wouldn't. I mean, I had a show that night somewhere in Texas, and so I was like, man, thank you for the shout out. Thank you for the offer. That's amazing you would even consider that. So a couple weeks go by, and he reaches out again and said, man, I'm doing an album release party, and for my country album, and I would love to have you there, and would love it if you came and sang Broken Heartsville with me. It would be like an honor. And I was like, yeah, yeah, I'll be there. Showed up.
Nice.
He did the show. We did the show. He had all kinds of big celebrities, you know, Blake was there, and Shane Gillis and Gwen Stefani, you know, just a bunch of people. I think Jelly Roll was there. Bunch of really big celebrities all collaborated on this album, on this album release party, and me.
You're a star.
I feel like I stick out a little bit. And anyway, backstage, he just, like, he was just genuine. He came right over to me like, man, I super appreciate you being here. Broken Heartsville is one of the best written country songs of all time.
It is.
And I thought that was a huge compliment. But he's a genuine guy. I really got that vibe from him. And
that's cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he loves old stuff. You know, I love old school country.
Well, we mentioned it because when we were talking about him, you look at him and Jelly Roll, just the reason you can't judge a book by its cover.
All the tats and stuff, And he's a talented guy. He does all kind of music, like you said. He does rap. He does so I'm really in. I'd heard the ticket sales for the Jelly Roll Post Malone tour were not going great. So I don't know if that's true or not. Maybe it was just one article. But I'm anxious to see how they do it in Fayetteville because I don't know what the date is, but I presume, obviously, it's sometime this summer.
Well, I'll say this. I heard this directly from my agent, who's a big dog at William Morris, probably the biggest booking agency there is. And he told me directly that touring as a whole right now in this economy is way down because tickets are too high and people are kind of conserving their money. They're, a lot of stuff happening, inflation is high, and people are just like, you know, last on my list to go to a show. So I get that that is hurting everybody, and that is a real thing. So hopefully we turn this thing around and everybody starts feeling like, you know, they need to get away a little bit. You know, I can imagine those big tours like that probably really, really, that really hurts a lot. But for me, you know, the good thing about me is I'm not a big enough celebrity to really impact a lot of people. I do my tickets and, you know, I do a good crowd, you know, that's kind of consistent, and thank the Lord above.
Yeah.
You know, I'm very, very happy, very grateful for what I do have.
Yeah, listen, you know, when you look at that's just like the compliment you just talked about from Post Malone, and then you look, you know, what you're doing with Hank Williams Jr., man, you, no question, blessed. And then for them to talk about your music like that, what a cool blessing as you go on in your career. You know, you're not a youngster anymore. You've been in the game for a while, and those are the blessings you look for, and a lot to be grateful for. We're grateful to have you on the show, man. It's been a great run.
And blessed.
As long as you're willing to keep calling and talking sports, man, we'll keep doing this. Yeah. You know, this summer we do a lot of fun stuff during the summertime. Like I said, we'll go down into Terry Bradshaw's place again and do that. And we're going to a NASCAR race in Atlanta, the Quaker State 400. Do you do the NASCAR thing at all? I can't remember if we asked you that already.
I like NASCAR a lot. Actually, I got a connection with Tyler Reddick.
Oh, do you really?
His grandfather owns the label that I'm on. And
oh, no way.
I've been with Benny Brown for 13 years, maybe.
Wow.
And so, Tyler Reddick's the grandson of Benny Brown.
Well,
yeah, good kid. Real good kid.
Small world. I'll be darned. Well, you know, Justin was talking that for country music, you guys, it's a similar audience. The folks who usually go to NASCAR races like country music, and it certainly seems that way. So there's a good fit there. Well, man, good stuff. And listen, we'll talk to you next week, and no JM today, but it's been a fun season. We're going to hope maybe by next week we're talking about the Trojans of Little Rock being in the College World Series. How about that? It could happen. All it takes is two minutes this weekend.
And a shocking rabbit out of the hat move by Calipari to pull a big-time center, or a five, I should say, somewhere from overseas or somewhere just undiscovered here. We gotta get something happening.
We're gonna have Cal on tomorrow at 7:30 or 8 o'clock tomorrow. He's got camps here in town, and so
ask him that question. I'm sure he's not heard that yet.
I know. I know. You know it. You know it. All right, Joe. Thanks, buddy. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Joe Nichols, brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock.
You know what I think?